USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mary Peltola, a Democrat former state lawmaker, won a special election to fill Alaska's only U.S. House of Representatives seat. She will also become the first Alaska native to represent the state in Congress.
Well, just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for the people who've put trust in me to fill out the remainder of Congressman Young's term. He's represented Alaska very well for the last 49 years, and it's just a tremendous honor.
Mary defeated Republican Sarah Palin 51-49% of the votes. The United Nations has accused China of serious human rights violations in a long-awaited report into allegations of abuse in the Xinjiang province, home of the Uyghurs. Beijing called the report a farce arranged by Western powers, but UN investigators say they found credible evidence of torture and crimes against humanity. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant material such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Back in the 1950s, nearly half of all Americans smoked cigarettes. Now, more people are smoking the ganja.
A new poll shows Americans are smoking more marijuana than cigarettes. The Gallup poll released Tuesday shows 16% of people surveyed said they smoke Reaper, compared to 11% who said they smoke cigarettes. 48% said they tried marijuana at some point in their lives. Cigarette smoking has been trending down for decades. The current 11% figure compares to 45% in the mid-1950s. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
President Trump's legal team claimed Wednesday the FBI should have expected to find sensitive documents during the raid of his Florida estate last month. They say all presidents have them after they leave office. Trump team is accusing the people that run the FBI and Department of Justice of political bias. Trump's request for a special master to review all documents will be decided today by a Florida judge. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano blasted President Biden's trip to his state, telling Newsmax on Wednesday that Biden has nothing to offer Pennsylvania residents but name-calling.
Meanwhile, the economy is on its heels. Inflation is through the roof. People can't make ends meet. Gas prices are still ridiculous, even though they've dropped a couple cents here and there. And Joe Biden wants to come out here and call the opposition names. It seems like the only Republicans he likes are those that are his lapdogs, you know. Pennsylvania is sick and tired of this garbage, and I'm not hiding from Donald Trump, unlike, of course, Fetterman, who didn't show up. He's a no-show to many of these events. You know, we remember back to the days Donald Trump was in charge. We had a great economy, gas was cheap, and you were able to make ends meet here, and we're watching the decline of America economically. Pennsylvania holds the key, because we're literally on a gold mine here. And so under my administration, we're going to unleash the energy potential of our state here, and help not only our citizens, but our nation to get back on its feet.
A brush fire in Southern California exploded to 3,000 acres within 7 hours on Wednesday, triggering evacuations and shutting down a section of Interstate 5 in both directions near Castaic. That's about 40 miles northwest of Los Angeles. The Route fire started just after 12 o'clock noon. One person has been taken to the hospital, and no buildings have been damaged as of Wednesday afternoon. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.